know, I'm really glad that the Minnesota Twins believe in the Church of Good Enough as the highest-ranking pastor of the Church of Good Enough. Let me tell you what that is, by the way. That's when you have something in your life, like you're decorating your house, for example, and it looks good, but it doesn't look great. So what you do is you spend half the day redecorating everything, only to find out that when you're done, the way it was before was good enough. So then you spend the rest of the day trying to get it back to the way it was before, when it was just good enough. And the Minnesota Twins have a roster that is good enough. A nucleus that has won multiple division championships. Proven. They've got the players. Former league MVPs. Plural. Only team in the American League that can say that. I'm not going to say it's the happiest I've ever been, but trust me, it made me really happy seeing the nothingness that came out of the Twin Cities during the Major League Baseball trading deadline. Boring and uneventful. In a good way. They didn't get rid of Denard Span, four reliever. They didn't get rid of Michael Kadire. They're only all-star, and the guy that's going to be team MVP this year, if you've been following the team at all, it's obvious that he's the MVP of the team this year. They didn't trade Delman Young, didn't trade Jim Thome, didn't trade Jason Kubel. I guess they figured out the team, good enough as it is. They realized, as I've been trying to tell everyone so far this whole season, the team is good enough. We haven't seen that team because of all the injuries. But if that team ever showed up, that team, which is just as good on paper, if not better than the Tigers, who's leading the division, underachieving, by the way, but leading the division, it'd be quite a race. 88 games can win the whole thing. The Indians are overachieving, seriously overachieving, and the Twins, they're just kind of sitting back having one of those years like the Vikings did last year when nothing goes your way. And unlike the Vikings of last year, the Twins believe in the Church of Good Enough. The Vikings did not. The Vikings fell into that trap. You know how you have things in your life and they're bad and you try to make them better, and the harder you try to make things better, it's like quicksand. The deeper you sink into the quicksand. That's what happened to the Vikings last year. Overpaying Brett Favre to come back. Then the whole Randy Moss thing. And then the firing their coach in the middle of the year thing. Sometimes, to clean it up for the radio, sometimes poop occurs. And this is one of those poop occurs years for the Twins, apparently. And it was wise of them to not overreact to a poop occurs year, completely trashing 2012 just to try to salvage 2011. When they were at the trading deadline, they were, what, six games back? They still had a chance. Morneau's getting ready to come back. He's on injury rehab in Rochester. That would pretty much mean everybody's back, wouldn't it? We haven't really seen the team with everybody there. We'll probably see that starting next week. And it might be chasing a unicorn, but they can make up 7-8 games. They've done it before. The only reason I see them not doing it is not because of the ability of the team to do it, but because they have to leapfrog three other teams to win the division, because they're in fourth place in the Central right now. Normally, when they've had these monster comebacks, they haven't had to go over as many teams. Too many loose variables, having to root for too many different teams to lose on a particular day. And of course, teams play each other all the time. That throws the monkey wrench in there. There's been a lot of instances where a team has taken a year off. That's, of course, assuming this is the best it's going to get for the Twins, if they're not going to rally. I know you don't like to make excuses because of the millions of dollars involved in all this, but the Twins do have a built-in excuse if they do not win the AL Central this year, and that has to be because of all the injuries. You can't have injuries to major players like Mauer and Morneau and expect to just overcome it easily. The best teams in baseball couldn't overcome those kind of injuries. Why should we not give the Twins that kind of slack? I think they've earned that kind of slack. Look at their track record over the last few years.